Well, I think the headline says it all. And there was you thinking you'd voted in a Conservative. No. What you voted in, well, no, you didn't vote, did you? Sorry. That's a bit of a misnomer, isn't it? People didn't vote for Jeremy Hunt. In fact, I think he was right at the bottom of the shit pile when they were shoveling out the votes. But never mind. He's now just increased all the taxes. Now, you've got to remember, basic economics, increase the tax, smash your economy. Remember Thatcher, you see what Thatcher did when the country was totally and absolutely skint and bankrupt. What did she do? That's right, she reduced the tax. And guess what happened? Economy took off. So you see, it's the exact opposite. So, yeah, absolutely not Conservatives. What they are, World Economic Forum puppets. That's going to be an interesting thing. Therese doesn't look too clever. I wonder how the witchcraft's going. Bit of witchcraft going on there, isn't it? Eh? Interesting. Bit of witchy poos and that. Anyway, Polly Porn. I wonder what's really going on there. Anyway, you just couldn't make this stuff up. You see, people keep on voting for them. Well, unfortunately. See, now there's Tom. Now, Tom Tuggenhart, he's a WAF puppet. He's quite happy to, you know, tell people what to do. And he's just being banned for running the front. He'd want you sent to jail. He'd probably want you locking up for the same thing. But never mind. You know, over 75,000 complaints made against police officers. Interesting, when you consider the larger proportion of people don't even make a complaint for false arrest, etc. So, not very good, is it? Not very good. The biggie. 30 million hit by stealth tax rises. When did I tell you? I told you, listen, I warned you, you keep doing as you're told, right? Voting for the green liblab con merchants. I'm going to take it all. You see, he is working to a globalist script. That's his pal on the left-hand side there, or to his right, another globalist. So they're working to a globalist script, okay? Most of the Tory MPs, obviously, I don't think they're very impressed. I wouldn't be impressed. The largest taxation to destroy the economy. That is their purpose. See, the more money they take out, see, we're better off wasting our money on the things we want to waste it on is give it to governments, because what governments will do with it, they'll give it away. They'll give it to like places like Ukraine, you know. So, you know, if you want to waste money, just give it them. I mean, look how much they spent on the PPE. So they've got a trillion debt. Well, whose fault was that? Oh, I forgot. These lot. So these lot nicked all the money. I mean, he's got shares in pharmaceutical companies, da-di-da-da. They've all got that money. They've all got their nose in the trough. And guess what? They've just removed cash to the tune of trillions of pounds. Trillions. And all you got was just another socialist, another commie, all right? Over here, top left. Right, average council tax bill set to top £2,000. However, your house price is going down. So what's that all about, all right? So if anything, they should be going the other way, should they not? Now, we have a way not to pay, right? Because your local council, believe it or not, have spent all your money on green agenda, net zero, a terror attack on the country. Okay, we can prove that, by the way. I can prove, absolutely, that what causes climate change are ionospheric radiators and the weather weapons that they've been using against us and that chemtrail and all the rest of it. So, that's what causes climate change. It goes on. £3,000 for energy bills for millions. Okay, they're going to increase the tax until you ain't got a Scooby. Right? Until you ain't got a Scooby left. Windfall tax will hurt us here, oil and gas bosses. I bet it will. Because they've already got you at the other side from stopping you doing exploration. Actually, any local drilling like there's large reserves just off the Northumberland coast. You aren't allowed to get at it because it's too. You'd be producing it far too cheaply for it to fit the globalist. You remember, you know, this is the guy who organised the NHS to murder, to put people on an end of pathway, and you're on it now. So as people start getting sick from you know what, going to NHS is going to kill you. They have a plan to depopulate. They've got a trillion tax burden. They've also got 2.4 trillion, right, in the public sector pension debt. And unfortunately, they didn't tell you. Nobody wants to tell you about that. What they are going to tell you, though, is you're not going to be around much longer if you follow the scam. Okay? So he Blair's into it, up to his neck. So they're now starting to bring Blairites into the party. There's another one, look. All being brought in, okay, to draft out the globalist goals. The World Economic Forum. Very well said, little John. Never really agree with anything you ever say. You're a bit dim round the lugs. A bit cotton wool between his heads. There we are. He's right on this one. Smash and grab raid worthy of the great train robbers in their pomp. Okay? A smash and grab. I did tell you. I did warn you. I said, if you just keep voting for these criminals, these terrorists, they're working to another agenda. Not yours. Time for Tesla tax. Electric car owners are hit by road duty. Well, not be having any kids, son. I know that. That just shows how dumb these people are. Have they not been warned about the electromagnetic radiation emission from these electric cars? Have you not read the EU Stuart 2021 report, son? Because I tell you now, I wouldn't get in one of them even if it was free. Okay? I'd give it and I would sell it. And I'd get me sell a diesel or a petrol, which I know I'm a lot safer in from sterilisation. And obviously, that can change the DNA in an egg and you end up with a deformed baby. So anyway, might be one of the reasons why there's many babies not being born now, mostly dying. So they're just going to increase the costs, price. It just goes on and on and on. This was an interesting story hidden. More mess to unlock growth. They couldn't run a sweet shop. Just get it, man. Look, these politicians, they're not business people. They don't know how to run an economy. What they'll be doing, they'll be spending more money on wokery, more money on paying kids to dress up as women, to go into schools and go into libraries to talk to kids about makeup and haircuts and stuff like that, which have got no relevance on the economy. That's what your mayors will do. I mean, you couldn't make it up. Work help for 2.5 million sick. Yeah, so they've added another 500,000 in the last 12 months to sick. I wonder what caused that. So, PC used fake emails. Not surprised. Not surprised at all. But here's the goodie, right? So there's Kate. Kate, tears flow as Kate welcomes refugees. I bet you does. And I'll tell you why. Because the business they've got, Serco, is making an absolute fortune as they remove more taxpayers' money into the pockets of people coming in and into their business. Because the biggest bonus that they get is the more people that come in. So now you know why they send the RNLI out and they send out the Royal Navy and the Border Force to pick people up to bring them here. Because they're making cash. Not complicated. Not complicated if you understand the business world. Unfortunately, some of their mayors don't. So you've got mayors there who are going to unlock growth. No mayors to unlock growth. You've not heard the man. I've just been to a net zero where the mayor for North London, man, he hasn't got a scooby. He thinks climate change got something to do with reducing CO2. And they're going to kill your economy to try and keep it going. It's a scam. It's a scam putting people in electric cars. It's a scam. It's all a scam. That scamsters. That ignorant, useless scamsters. And they're driving this country into the ground if we don't stop them. So, told people before, get involved. Don't get involved. That's a matter for you. But believe us, should we come together as one and people get the actual evidence, what's going on, and get some... Stop paying these criminals, these terrorists, right, to drive this country into the ground and to kill you. That's the plan, right? You ain't going to stop it. You ain't going to stop until we stop it.